again start from Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. Seven lines from the bottom. Higrim Shlish, V'shochat Shlish, V'higrim Shlish. Rav Huna Omar Rav Kshayra. So Rav Huna said B'shem Rav that this is kosher. Rav Yuda Omar Rav Treife. Rav Yuda Omar Rav says it's Treife. Now the Gemara explains. Rav Huna Omar Rav Kshayra. Kinovke Chiyuse B'shrite Konavke. That means the second Shlish was Mesaviv Denofa Chiyuse. And that was through a Maisa Shchita. So that is sufficient. All one needs is that a Maisa Shchita should be not a Kriyusa. And that's what happened over here. Rav Yuda Omar Rav Treife Be'inon Ruba B'Shchita V'Leke. This is Roiv of the Kone was not Geshochten, was not the Mokim Shchita. It was Higrim Shlish, Shocha Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, Meipet Chiyuse Shlish Emtsoi, the Shlish Emtsoi Beroiv Simenhu. This was Mashlim, the Chitach of the Roiv Simenhu, that made the Nafet Chiyuse. So it was Nafet Chiyuse, the Mokim Shchita Yidei Shchita. Hachi Garsinen, Rav Yudha Omar Rav Treife, Be'inan Rube B'Shchita. We need that roiv of the kona has to be geshochten. Legersinen ki narke chiyuse ba'inen ruba b'shrite. The rabbi de la b'meifet chiyuse tolitayme. By him it doesn't matter how the chiyus came out. The kama b'seife. Shochet shlish v'higrim shlish v'shochet shlish. Sheira de rabbi Yehuda holds it as kosher. Because Reuven of the Kona was Nishchat, even though the Apik Chiyusa was through Agrome, Bafalgav the Rube Kame, the Mepik Chiyusa La Beshchito. So it would seem that Rav Huna holds that you look what was Mepik the Chiyusa. If the Mepik Chiyusa was a Maisi Shchita, that is sufficient. And Rav Yehuda holds that you need Ruba B'Shchita. And here is, it's not sufficient that it was made with Chiyusa Yedei Shchita. Need Reiv of the Kone should be Nishchat. And here Reiv of the Kone was Higrim. Shochat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, V'Shochat Shlish. Rav Yudha Omar Rav Kshayras. Rav Yudha said B'Shem Rav that it's kosher. Because here it's Ruba B'Shchita, Reiv of the Kona was Nishchat, even though the Mepik Chiyusa was Ayidei Agrom Higrim Shlish. Also Shailula Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna what he holds in such a case. Omar Lohu Treife. Rav Huna said it's treife. Mrs. Rav Huna held it's treife because the Mepik Chiyusa was to Hagrome. Shama Rav Yehuda Ikvit. So Rav Yehuda heard what Rav Huna had said and he was matrik. Omar Tarifna, when I was matrik, Higrim Shlish. Shochat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish. I was Matrev, U'Machshev. Then you were Machshev. Now, because I was Matrev because you need Ruba B'Shchita. You don't have Ruba B'Shchita. You were Machshev. U'Machshev, no, now that there is Ruba B'Shchita and I was Machshev, Torev. Now you're Matrev. I mean, in the first case, there was only a Mit B'Shchita. Ba'afalpi came, you were Marsh and I was Matrev. But now that they have Ruba B'Shchita, Reiv of the Kona was Nishchat, so now I was Marsh and now you're Matrev. Omar Rav Huna, Shapir Komikpet. That is a tiny. For two reasons. kodei yushmiyele mineidara. This memre of shochat shlish, hikrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, he said b'shem ra. Ano lo yushmiyele. That what I said, streife, it's not mitoich ha-shmue from ra. I said, I think that it's treife because it's not the kriyusa idea grama. But he says b'shem rav, that it's kosher. So the chayre, I mean, he's saying from a bigger authority that it's kosher. V'oi tidi ikerube b'shrite, and he has a point over here, that there's roi b'shrite, that means that this should be better than my case, because here, Rav of the Kona was Nishchat. So you shouldn't look with the Meipik Chiyuse. This is perhaps better. Yiv Rav v'shchite. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Osu Shailu L'Rafune, Omalu Treife. Misvore de nafshe omro, the lav mishmei darav. Udle kamalu hochi kamarav treife. Rav Yuda omro mishmei darav. So we see that Rav held that it's kosher according to Rav Yehuda. Omale Rav Chizde loy tehedavo. Don't have charote. That means don't be convinced of these two. This he heard from Rav, and here's Rube Bishrita. Dim came mavsetes lo lekamaisa. Because if you'll be made to this psak, that what you did hear from Rav, you heard from Rav that higrim shlish, b'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, you heard from Rav that this is kosher. If you're going to be made to him, that even though it was higrim, it was shochat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, it is kosher, even though it was higrim shlish, so then you're defeating what you heard from Rav. Also my time of kamachsheres, why were you machsher over there by higrim shlish, shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish? Why were you machsher over there? B'shem Rav. Because the chinovke chiyuse bechsheira chinovke, you said you have to look, that's what you heard from Rav, that the criteria is, if the nofek chiyuse al yedei shchite, it's irrelevant, it was higrim shlish, and the seif was also higrim shlish, but the nofek chiyuse, that's what you heard from Rav, that the nofek chiyuse should be bechsheira chinovke. So Memele, if that is what you heard from Rav, so Ochinami Kinapke Chiyuse Bagromekanapke. So how could it be kosher over here? The Chiyus came out by Hagromek. Dimkein Mavsedele Kamaisa Zakrashi. The Kamrit Mishmei the Rav. This you did hear from Rav. Higrim Shlish Vishocha Shlish Vihigrim Shlish Ksheira. Alma. So what do we see from there? You don't, Roy of the Kone was B'mokim HaGromet. And from that speaking, you heard from Ravitz Kosher, Al-Melav B'Ruba D'Shchita told you. And here, because here it's Roy V'HaGromet. El D'Nepik Chiyusa B'Shchita, Dainu Shlish Emza, you heard from Rav, that the Ike Hechsher is, that you heard from Rav that the Ika Hechsher is because the Napik Chiyusa Yidei Shchite. So Hinami, so if it was Shochat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, V'Shochat Shlish, B'Mepik Chiyusa Bolim Mitla. So then we have to see what was Mesaviv the Mepik Chiyusa U'Bagrom Enavke. Now, before we see Rashi further, let us just see Taisvis on Amud Aleph, the bottom Taisvis, and then we'll see Rashi. Higrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihigrim Shlish, Ravuna Marav Ksheira. Fakteis vesvahod apostol Ravuna Lael Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shnei Shlish. The first lashon of Ravuna Maravasi was Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shnei Shlish. So Ravuna Maravasi said, according to everyone, it's possible. Helta Maise. And here he says, Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish Vigrim Shlish, it's kosher. Shayna Shemayim. So Taisvis answers, Osam Mishmei Darabasi, Vohochem Mishmei Darab. So Taisvis says that Teretz, it's no stira. There you have a memre what Rav Asi holds, and here you have a memre what Rav holds. What Ravuna holds? I don't know what Ravuna holds. Ravuna is just saying over what Rav Asi holds. Rav Asi holds, if Igrim Shlish, some Mele, so since a chelik of the Chiyas came out through a Gromme, so memele shchita won't help. I feel a shochat shnei shlish. That's what Rav Asi held. And Rav held not like that. Rav held that I feel a higrim shlish. If the chiyus lemaisa came out through the shochat shlish, even though the higrim was messiah, it's irrelevant. That's how Taisvis wanted it for emperor. This is theory. Now, Rashi is going to ask this question, and Rashi is going to say a different tale. That when it says, Higrim, over here, our sugya, Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish, the Komri Ravune v'Rav Yehuda, Hoche Lav v'Agrome v'Rabonan v'Rav Yosikom. Here we are not speaking according to the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yosi. The love, we're not speaking about the Hagrome of Rabbon and the Rabbi Yosi. The Hagrome of the Rabbon and Rabbi Yosi is that he went from the Tabas Hagodol to the Kaiva. He went into the Kaiva after the Tabas Hagodol. We're not speaking about that. We're not speaking about that Hagrome, not speaking Bechlau on the Shita. Dim kein koshe deravuna deravuna. Afilu behigre, because here Rashi has the kashe. Because before Ravuna said, Afilu behigre shlish, vishochat shnei shlishi, torif Ravuna lael le divrei akel. Ravuna said, bein le rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, bein le rabbona, afilu behigre shlish, according to everyone. V'choshkein, in our case, v'higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, it'll zicha be possible. Elohoche aplukte d'rabbonam, Allahi aplukte d'rabbonam, Rabbi Yosi kain. Ravuna mishmei d'rabasi komolo. V'ho amogremes t'shipi koi v'kaime, k'rabchnine, Ravuna mishmei derav komalo. So Rashi differentiates between, Rashi is saying that here we're going according to Rav Chanina, and according to Rav Chanina, higrim shlish v'shochat shlish is sufficient. According to Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbonon, Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shnei Shlish, is no good. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonon, Rabbi Gibbitz. So the Taisus HaRosh says, but Rashi is 100% right, but here we're not going according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Only going according to before the Lomdus. We're not going according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. He says, because let's be Elach, let's look at the Mishnah. If we will say for 1 minute, and it seems Taisus did learn like this, if we'll say for 1 minute that Higrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihigrim Shlish, which here Ravuna says is kosher, he says, I don't understand. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moloi Chut al Pnei Ruba. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that was the Mekel, said you have to have Roiv of the Kone has to be Geshocht, not a Grome. As I say in the Mishnah, they say
Meloichut al pnei kula. He says, oh, let's talk about the meikul. Rav Yisrin says, roiv achut, meloichut al pnei ruba. Roiv of the kome has to be geshochtet without a grome. And here Rav Huna says, higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, roiv, you don't have roiv of roiv, you don't have over here, Molechut al pnei ruba, fakert. You only have a shlish that was molechut. The top shlish and the bottom shlish were hugram. So he can't be speaking according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Teis HaRosh is more of this, and he says that's why Rashi did not want to say Teis was Teretz. Teis was Teretz is they were going according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rav Asi's opinion, this is Rav's opinion. He says, you can't be going according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda says clearly you need Roiv b'makim shchita, and here Rav Huna says you don't need Roiv b'makim shchita. Hilu, higrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'higrim shlish is also kosh. So that's why Rashi had to say, here we're going according to Abchanina ben Antignus. No, Kan Shayla ben. And so the whole machlokes, Abchanina ben Antignus, and the Rabbi Yisrael and the Rabbanan is where the Mokim Hagrom is. The Mokim Hagrom is in the beginning of the Kaiva, after the Shipri Kaiva. Fine. But if, according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, you need Roiv v'mokim Shchita, at least, or he says it won't help that, I mean, about Reuven Makim Shchita you need. So, Mehechi Taisi, according to Rav Chanina ben Antignus, you don't need Reuven Makim Shchita. I mean, the whole Machlekes is where the Makim Hagrom is, but not the Shir Hagrom. So the Taisi HaRosh, as I avoid this Kasha, he says, but we see Rav Chanina ben Antignus is a meikel by a grom. You see, he goes further. So it could be he's a meikel here also. That's how the Taisus HaRosh wants to be miyashiv. But the Chassam Sofer says it's a little, we can understand it a little better. The Chassam Sofer says, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when you make a grome, b'mokim makoive, b'mokim machiti, so that's mokim chiyusa. That means the chetach after the tabas hagodol also is mapik the chiyus of the behemah. V'gzeres hakosov da'enei mokim shchita. But it's not a mokim shchita. Fakert, it's you are doing what you do be mokim shchita. But if there's a cost, they ain't a mokim shchita. The hischel lishchait shom. So if he started higrim shlish, hachitach misayaya lemepek chiyuse, there's a mokim shchita. That means if there's a cost, not to shechte. But lemaise, the chiyus starts coming out from the shchita by the mokim adrome. So memele, that was the svare of Rav Huna, if the chiyus came out b'siyua from hamokim that's pasul shchita, so that will pasul the shchita. The shchita has to, the chiyus has to come out from amokim akosha l'shchita. Here the chiyus came out from both, from higrim shlish, which is amokim apostle l'shchita, and shochat shlish. So that's why it is possible. He says, according to Rav Chanina ben Antignus, the mokim agrome is by the shipui koiva. By the shipui koiva, no chiyus comes out whatsoever. I got news for you. The chiyus doesn't come out from over there. That's over. So he says, so he can't check there, but the chisah says, so memele higrim shlish v'shachat shlish. So according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, so the chiyus came out to the shchita. Somehow he's mevayeret that even though the chiyus doesn't come out from the lemaila mishipui koyve, but it enables that the chiyus should come out now by the shachat shlish. But there's no mapik chiyus from the higrim. So he says that is pshat n'rashi. That is pshat n'rashi. That means the whole yesod that Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Asi, said that higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlishi is no good is because since the hagrome was b'mokim achite, that's before the shipri koive, there was a mepik chiyuso in that shchita. It's a posel shchita, but that started the Mepik Chiyus, and the Mepik Chiyus started from a mocking that's possible Lishchit Shom, and it was Nigma by with a Maisi Shchite. That Rav Huna said, that's no good. The Maisi Shchite has to be, the whole Mepik Chiyus has to come out from a mocking Shchite. And it was Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shlish, it did not come out from a mocking Shchite. According to Rab Chanina, the hagrama of Rab Chanina is in a place where it's not mapik chiyuse. So memela, so therefore higrim shlish v'shachat shlish. So the whole mapik chiyuse came out from the shchita is nishkefela. That's what the Sam Sofer says. This is pshat in Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ikla Rav Nachman lesure. Rav Nachman came to Sure. Boi minei shochat shlish vehigrim shlish veshochat shlish mal. So this was, we had this shaila before, we have now, where we know as Rav Huna holds it's no good, because not the kriyusa al yedei the higrim, and according to Rav Yehuda, it is good because Huba b'shchita. Bekitzer, they asked Rav Nachman the shayla. Omar lohu laf hainu the Rabbi Lozo bar minyuni. L'chayre, there's a memra from Rabbi Lozo bar minyuni. That means if it was shochat shlish v'higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, so that means he started. The first shlish was in the mokim hashchita. Then it jutted out to shaloi b'mokim hashchita for a shlish, and then it went back. So it looks like a tooth of a comb. That means it's not a straight shchita, it's like a tooth of a comb. So he says, so we have a memre of Rabbi Lozo bar Minyuni, shchita asuya kemasrei k'sheira. So we see that a shchita with such a tzure is kosher. So the Gemara asks, you can't bring a raya from a belozo ba menyumi, vidume bimokem shchite. Maybe a belozo ba menyumi is speaking about that the whole shchite was bimokem shchite. There was no hagrama whatsoever, but he did not make it straight. He made it. He made it like a V. I mean, he jutted out and he came back, but everything is bimokem shchite. So you can't bring a raya. We're playing a shayla. A shochet shlish v'higrim shlish. You can't bring a raya from a loss of a menyum. Correct the gemore b'mokim shchite maila memre. So what is the chiddush of a loss of a menyum? If everything is b'mokim shchite, so it's not perfectly straight. It goes out, it shuts out, and comes back. What's the chiddush? It's poshe. So the Gemara says, "Mal de taima binin shchita mekoras v'leko kamash melon." But I would think we had before there is a concept of the base shchita milvach rovach, that when you start shechting, it opens up the shchita. That's the gather of shchita. That is not if you make a straight line. If you'll be going out and in, you will not. There will not be rovach. I would think there's a mazundar aloche and you need a shchita geluya, a shchita nikeres, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Binyamin, that it is not necessary. But leidach gisa, you do not need, but no rai, leidach is not a rai from Rabbi Elazar ben Binyamin, that shochat shlish vehigrim shlish vehigrim shochat shlish will be good. Let us see Rashi. Laat einer der Abelose der Schritte zu Jeschlo Shinaim kemasrei kreis tief. That's a tooth. Bedumme bemokim Schritte der Kamach shelo. Bagrome chutzle mokim Schritte leimachscher Abelose beim Menyumi. Du voraas megulo vene keres kemoi opora esroi shaisha. Sagte Gemara weiter. Yosef Rabbi Abba Achiri der Rav Kahane. V'yosef Rav Kahane kamei de Rav Yehuda. V'yosef v'koma. Now, Rav Kahane was asking Rav Yehuda Shailas, and Rav Abba was listening. He asked him a Shaila, Shochat Shlish, Behigrim Shlish, Beshochat Shlish, Mahu. What is the din? Amalei Shchitosek Sheira. This is Rav Yehuda, which we hear on Amadala. He said, Ruba b'shchite, if Roiv of the Kona was Nishchat, was kosher. Then he asked him further, Higrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'higrim shlish mahu, omalei shchita say psule, because Ruba is v'hagrome. He doesn't, he's not makshiv, even though that the nofek chiyuse ayidei shchite. Fine. Okay, so that this we know, we know already this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Then he asked them further. Shochat b'mokem nekev mahu. What if there was a nekev in the beginning of the Kohen? And he went further, and there was a nekev, let's say, that was mamish tadin, what we heard before, chatzi kone pogum. That the Chatzim, the Kona was pogum, he went further and he shechted. So what's the din over there? Amalai shchita sekshay, the shchita is kosher. That means that there was a nekev, keneged chatzia kone, which does not matter the kone. Then he went a little further and said, so that's good. That's good. Everything is mamakim shchit. That's good. Am alay shchita sek shayla. Then he asked him a different shayla. Shachat upoga boy nekev mahu. What if it's the other way around? That means when he shechted the kone, so he shechted, let's say, half of the kone. And then, when he reached half of the kone, there was a nekev there. The other half of the kone. So he shechted half of the kone, and then he met up with a nekev on the other half of the kone. Is that kosher or not? Yeah. Om alei shchita seipsula. There it's possible. That means that if there was first a nekev, and then he went further, there was a nekev a mokim shchit, and he went further, and he extended the nekev with a maisha shchit, he went a mashu further, so that's kosher. But if there was a nekev on the inner side of the kone, and he cut, let's say, half of the kone, then it's possible. Also, now Rav Abba was listening to this conversation. A member of Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Rabbi Abba Omre Kamei de Rabbi Elazar. He told this to Rabbi Elazar. Also, Rabbi Elazar Omre Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. He told it to Rabbi Yochanan. The Shtikter of Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said, Maishma. I don't understand. What's the difference if there was a nekev in the beginning of the kone, and he went a mashe further, the shishen kosher. If there was a neck, if he went, there was a neck of in the middle of the con, and he shechted till the neck of it's possible. What's the chiluk? Where the neck of it? Amalei, so Rabbi Loza told him, what's the chiluk? If there was a nekev first, and then he extended the nekev, and he shechted roiv, then he shechted roiv of the kodem. Nase kemi sheshochat oivet kechom, v'gomar yisor. So what would be the din? If a goy shechted half of the kodem. Nah, a goy shechted half the kodem, it's garnish mit garnish. Half of the kohen is not right. Gomit, it's gomit. And then he went, and he was gaima. He went, a little, Ayid went, was gaima. So what did he do? So it's kosher. Because Lamaise, he Lamaise made the Nafik Chiyusa. He went, he made that it should be geshachted. But, Shachat upaga boy nekev. But what if there was a nekev in the middle of the con? And he shechted first, and he shechted half. And then, when he came to the middle of the con, there's a nekev there. So he says, Nasi kemisha shachat Yisrael, v'gom ha'ayvet kechom, abad v'chilek. That means, what would be if a yid will shecht half of the con? So it's konish mekonish. Then a guy will be Geimer. No, a guy is Geimer and is gone. So it comes out the sheet, it was through a guy. I says, you look who the Geimer is. Who made the Maise Shchita? So if a guy started and then Ayid was Geimer, so he made the Maise Shchita. If Ayid started and the guy was Geimer, it's no good. It's up there, it's El Bazach. It matters with the law, with the neck of it. If there was a neck of here before Atchetsio, and then he went further, he was the Geimer. The Yid was the Goyman, that's why it's kosher. But if he started, there was an Ekev there later, he only cut half. So he didn't make a Maise Shchita. Who's the Goyman? The Goyman is the Ekev. An Ekev is like a Goy. An Ekev is like a Goy. So Memele, so therefore it's kosher. So he said the Moshul, he said, you want to understand the Lungdis, we'll understand with a Goy. If you're there, take away the neck, and make believe that a guy is doing it. So if a guy makes the gemara shchit, it's no good, because the guy made the shchit. If a yid makes the shchit, it is good. So a neck is like a guy. So it matters where the neck comes in, if he comes in the middle, or if he comes in the beginning. If the neck was there in the middle, so the neck was going with the shchit. The neck wasn't in the beginning, so he was going with the shchit. He said, "The zuxmer apsazay apsazay." Moshul a goy, he didn't call him a goy. Rashi says he didn't call him a goy, but he says, "Your mashal goy a goy." He says he could say goy a goy for the height of his mother, but you're not. Your comparison is not a comparison to this case over here. Omar Rove said, "Shapir korelei oivet kechov moivet kechov." He said, "Very good." He says it's in the case of a goy, we are explaining why it's possible. A yid shechted, in order to make a maise shchita, you have to shecht roiv of the kohen. He should have shechted roiv. V'loy shocha. He didn't, he shechted half of the kohen. So this is not a maise shchita. Now that a goy was goyma the shchita, biyada doivet kechov kanapke. So it comes out, the chiyus comes out through a goy. Fine. So if the chiyus comes out through a goy, so the goy was the shaykh. That's called yerav goy shishaykh. Elohoche, but over here, michdei mishchat shoche. Here he is shechting. Mali b'mokim nekev, mali poga boy nekev. So l'chayre, Rav is saying a very geshmak as for, Rav is saying, he made roiv of the shchit. What's the chiluk where the hole is? That means you had a hole in the middle of the kone. What halacha did that hole have? Gonish. That means that a hole in the middle of the corner, if it's a filachatia shall come, it's nothing. So he made he extended, he made right of the corners. What's the chilik that the hole is not like a goy? But by a goy, speaking of boy, he ended his maise with a shchit of the chatzia corner. Then the goy was going with the shchit. Here you had already a chatzi corner that was an ekev, which gonish mit gosh. He made the maise shchit. You look, he was the last one. So the hole is there already, he was the last one. So Mamela, that's what he answered. Let us see Rashi. V'yosef v'koma Rav Kahane k'boi lo me'Rav Yehuda. Shchita se'ek she'ero mishum d'rube b'shchita. Shochet shli, shikrim shli, shochet shli, shlube b'shchita. Rav Yehuda la v'meipek chiyus etoli ta'ami k'dom alel. Shochet b'mokim nekev sh'yechatzi kone pogum. There was a nekev there already, and then he went further. Shochat upoga boy nekev. He shechted, and then when he went further, he met up with a nekev. Shoya chatzi kone pogum bitzide yapnimi. Litzad amafrekes. Towards the neck, the shedre. Bitzide yapnimi. Shochet b'mokim ha'nekev ma'asik mishu shochet ha'vikechov m'chatsi kone v'goma Yisrael konafke chiyuse b'yodet Yisrael u'bepalge kamayse. The first half loy mitrefim the psukas ha'gargeres shiyure berube. That what there was the only roiv is matrif. Shochet u'poga boy nekev ma'asik mishu shochet Yisrael v'goma y'vikechov posel. So he didn't make a shir shrite. Kori alei Rabbi Yochanan al Rabbi Elazar oivet kechovim oivet kechov. Oy shei kori alei oivet kechovim al liklek olav oivet kechovim oivet kechovim klaima b'shritas oivet kechovim ata teila taimer. That means you want to explain this with a shrita b'goy. You can say from today to tomorrow, you can say today to tomorrow, but it's no comparison to Levit Kechov. Bishlaime Shochat Yisrael, but Goma Levit Kechov and Psula. Bidahav Leila Yisrael, and Mishchat Rube. The Yid should have Shechtin Roy Shahoya Hakone Shalem Lefono. That the kone was shalim lefono. So the mele, so he only shechted half. Lo shechted alechetzia. Lav midi ovet. He didn't do anything. V'chi yuse b'chatzi kone lo nafke. V'hav leike kone shalim. V'chi osay v'kechovim basre. Domi keman da ovet kule. So he made the whole shechita. V'chi yuse b'yodei nafke. So they're talking no good. The shochat upoga b'nekev that was there already, mechdei mishchat shochat kol hanimtzabo. That means whatever was there to shechti, shechti. Atreifes b'chatzi kone lehavim, v'havlo chilek kone shleim, v'rei shochot lefaneinu. Now, roiv of the kone is thus, is mali b'mokim nekev. Therefore, he didn't understand it. What does Tosfos say? Shochat b'mokim nekev ma'u teime pshita d'ksheira. This was the first shaila, that there was a nekev and then he went further down. Midada v'chatzi kone pogum v'gomroi yishlem le'i nokte ele b'shim d'boi le'mivi achiti shochat upoga b'nekev shochat upoga poi nekev. So now, let's, what Rabbi Yehuda held. Rabbi Yehuda held that shochat or polka by nekev, it's treifa, fine, the nekev is like a goy, whatever the lumbus is. So it's treifa. Ulay domi, l'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'ksheira, Rav Yehuda Gufer. So now Tosfos asks, how do we understand Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda held that if it was let's talk about it like this. Shochat shlish, or Yanekev shlish, or Shochat shlish. It seems Rav Yehuda holds it's tight. Poga by Nekev, it's tight. And Shochat shlish, Behigrim shlish, Veshachat shlish, Rabbi Yehuda holds is kosher. But this is a problem. What is the difference? What is the difference that here, that means a nekev is like a goy? So a goy, and higrim is, higrim shachat shlish, behigrim shlish, Veshachat shlish is no good. What's the difference? So Taisa says, Leidomi l'shochat shlish v'hikram shlish v'shochat shlish v'kshay l'rav Yehuda gufe v'hosam shaloi b'mokim shchita. There, the hikram shlish was shaloi b'mokim shchita. So it seems this is not Taisa the ruba b'shchita. In this case, the case of Shochat Shlish, Vehikrim Shlish, Veshochat Shlish, Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher, Ruba B'Shchita. Ah, you have in the middle, it's Hikrim Shlish, but that's not B'Mokim Shchita. So it doesn't take away from the Maisa Shchita. So good, it was Hikrim Shlish. But Reiv of the Kanah was B'Shchita. Avul. Fine. But over here, but over here, since the Nekev was B'mokim Shchita, so that's Mekalkel the Shchita. That is Mekalkel the Shchita, because in the Mokim Shchita there was a Nekev, so this is like Shochat Akum. Gomarakum, that means a Nekev B'mokim Shchita is Mekalkel, because it's in the Mokim Shchita and it's a Apostle Shchita. So this is Mekalkel. Now Taisva says, now let's think the other way. What is the din of Higrim Shlish, Veshochat Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish? So there the din is that Rabbi Yehuda holds as possible. This is Ruba Bagroma. What will be Shochat b'mokim nekev. What will be shochat b'mokim nekev, and then the shochat b'mokim nekev? Odev tvei. This is better. In this case, it's better a nekev. Vishahu b'mokim shchitim. So we have over. So here the nekev could be mashlim the sheir shchitim. Here the nekev could be mashlim the shchita, levishu b'mokim shchita. So memela, he's mashlim the shir shchita after the nekev. But over, it's a mehigrim shlish v'shochat shlish. So there harivo, but there lemaisa, since he started with hagrome. So memela, so then you can't say that he was mashlim the shir shchita with the Higrim Shlish and Shochat Shlish. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ha-Sheichet min ha-Tzedodim. We have the Tzavo of the Behemoth. We have the, that which is the back of the Tzavo. That's the Mul Ha-Roya Sa'iret. The neck of the behemoth on the opposite side. Then we have the tzdodim of the tzavo. It's not mamish
underneath the tzava, the tzodim of the tzava. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ashoichet minat zedodim, shchitosai ksheira. Hamoylek minat zedodim, blikosai psula. Let's see what Rashi says. But Rashi Ashoichet minat zedodim, litzad atzavo. It is on the side of the tzavo. Shchitosai ksheira. Papilu lachatchila namin. Ba'aydi deboyle misni ha'moylik min atzodim that's possible tananami ha'sheichet b'diyevi. That's why it says b'diyevi, but this is kosher l'chadchila. What does Toysvi say? Ha'sheichet min atzodim motzinu l'mayma davke d'yevi ba'afilu herzir simonim. That means it seems b'shas d'shchite one can take the simonim you have. When you shecht, you have to meet up with the simonim first, the kon and the veshet. If you meet up with the mafrekes, with the shedres, then it's straight, because the shviras ha-mafrekes kills the behemoth, but it's not like they shchit it. Now, if a person shechs minatzdodim, it matters, not all the time will he meet up with the simonim. He has to be machzer the simonim l'tzadecha, and then he won't meet up with the mafrekes. So Taisa says, ha-sheichet minatzdodim, ha-tzinim ha-medavke b'yeve, ha-filu hechzer simonim. That means he manipulated the simonim that the sakin should meet up with the simonim, not with the mafrekes. Zeira otu loy herzir, and if it's loy herzir, it could be minat stodim, he might meet up with the mafrekes before he comes to the stodim, then it'll be treifa. That's what it says, aloshim b'diyevet. Now let's go further. Hamoylek minat stodim likosei psulim. The b'melikek siv, the Malikah says, Mimul Orpoi. You have to make Malikah from the mocking, which is Roye Esa'ire. Ba'ayno Me'achoyre. Fakir, the Malikah is, you have to first go through the Mafrekes, and then you Chaytach the Simonim. So the first halach in the Mishnah is that shchita min atzodim is kosher, melika min atzodim is possible. Hashoichet min ha'oirev. Now we get another case. If a person started shechting min ha'oirev and he was chaytach the machrekes, and then he was chaytach the simonim, shchita se psula. Hamoylet min ha'oirev. Malikosai ksheya. Zat Rashi, Hashoichet min ha'oirev, mimul ha'oirev. Mukilo b'gmore, kloima ma'choirei ha'tzavo. That means the oirev is the chelek that is opposite the ponim. Oirev is opposite the ponim. The tzavo is underneath the oirev, mul ha'roye es oirev. That is the back chelik of the tzavo, the mokim with the shadres. Ashech mechem imul ha'irev, mukil ha'bigmok, loima me'acheirei ha'tzavo, shchitos ha'ksula. Ha'bigmore mukmin elok, v'shalei hechzir ha'simonim acheirei ha'irev. He did not manipulate to bring the simonim in back of the oirev. That means if he did this, so lemaisa he shechted the simonim. He brought them in back of the oirev and he shechted the simonim, then it would be good. Ella, without what it says, shchitos epsula means as follows. Ella chotach amafrekes. First he cut the mafrekes, he went straight down. It was chotach amafrekes, the shedre. At shehigia le simonim, then he went down and was chaytak the simonim. But v'kaidim shehigia le simonim nitrepo b'shviras hamafrekes. became treifer, if he shechts from the back of the neck, so became treifer b'shvir samafrekes. Fact Rashi, so what is shchita different than meliket? Va'afal gav de b'meliket shere, I, Lemaise became nitra before he was chaitas the simonim. Hosam who the kula mitchila vatsoi havi minam, that's the seder of meliket. That means that's the seder. You first shaver the mafrekes and then you shaver the simonim. That is the seder of meliket. So Rashi says, I'll give you a marshal, vavi kishar shaychet, every shaychet, שנקד סבשת מעט מעט עד שגיימר שחיתוס. It was גיימר the שחיתה. So now the treifes הוושת is במשהו. So how do you ever shech the vashet? As soon as you shech, start shechting the vashet, you made a naked in the vashet. So why is it kosher? So kosher, that's the seder ha-shechita. You don't say, oh, stop now, it's treif. No, no, that's the seder ha-shechita. And it doesn't passel the shchita. So Memelus Otaisis Sarashi says by Malika it's also the same thing. The seder of Malika is that you're chaytach the mafrekes and then you're chaytach the simonim. Avol shoychit min ha'oire, but if a person will make a ma'aseh shchita min ha'oire, kiven the shchita lavoch igmiri. We don't have a mesoira that that's how you shech. They have a shvira samafrekes minashrite. So shvira samafrekes is not minashrite. So remember, it's not a chelik of the shrite. Vitvrlo. Vashoychet minatstodim diktoni reishe. Afilo vidalo yahadar. Afilo he did not manipulate the simonim. It's also good. The mishchati simonim shapir kaidem satiras mafrekes. If you go from the side, you can also be pegeya in the simonim without cutting the mafrekes. Now, zok the Mishnah weiter. Hamoylek min ha'irev, nikosek sheira, shech natsav, shritosek sheira. Hamoylek musam, nikosek psula. Shekol ha'irev koshel amlike, b'chol tzava koshel ha'shrita. Nimsa kosher b'shchit apostol b'mlika kosher b'mlika apostol b'shchit. Amoylik min ha'ir tochotach bosor u'mafrekes ad shigil esimonim kosher k'sheira. V'zu hi mitzvas melikosai l'chatchila. That's how you make the melike. Sanya l'tamam b'braise chotach shedra u'mafrekes b'leirai bosat shmegil l'veishet ay l'koneh. I saw that the article brings down from Rashi in Zvochim, Shedra Mafrekes means, the Shedra is the Chuta Shedra. Chayte, Shedra Umafrekes, the Mafrekes together with the Chuta Shedra. Really, the Tafus comes from the Psyche of the Chuta Shedra, not from the Shviras HaMafrekes alone. That's some broken bones. Chayte, Shedra, Umafrekes means together with the mafrekes, achut hashem together with mafrekes, v'loi roi voso, hachemigia leveishet oi lakone, and that's the same thing by Malika. Aydi detona ha-sheichet noi repsula, for b'yem, but on them, I'm like b'yem. Ha-sheichet min ha-tzavo, tachas ha-gon kori tzavo, v'iderech roi v'ashrites, v'chol ha-oiref, kol mul ha-oiref. Now, we hear in the Mishnah that HaMoylek min ha'oyref nikosek shei. My ha'oyref, ilay ma'oyref mamesh. No, we heard before that a sheikhet min ha'oyref is posel, shchitosek psula. My ha'oyref, ilay ma'oyref mamesh. I mean the back of the head. My yiri sheichet, afilo moilik nami. Moilik is also be possible if you make malika from the back of the head before you go down to the neck. Mimul olpoi omarachmone. Veloi olpoi. Elamai oire.
mimu oire. The funny sefer, my oire mimu oire. What does Rashi say? Let us see Rashi. Inayma oire mamesh, mashi yesh mina oire, mashi yesh minere. Achere yaparzot kori oire. In the back of the face, that's called oire. The alpha gamma besomach. Lahadi ponim kineget ponim. Opposite the ponim. So now the Gemara says, I'll bring you that oiref means mu harayas oiref. Kediktoni kol ha-oiref koshalim lika. So that's what Rashi says. And he says, v'chol oiref koshalim lika. Be'i ba-oiref mamesh, if we're speaking about the back of the head, my kol ha-oiref, what's the whole oiref? Right over mu'atu, this is a mamesh, a small area. That means the neck, the back of the neck. So that's already a large area. Shehu aruch. This is hakelon. So oiref means that the area that one can see the oiref. Mul harayas oiref. Menani mi, the Tanna Rabbanon, Mimul orpoi, mul orayes oirev. Chaynu oimer, that Bolog said, v'hu yoyshei mimuli. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, v'hu yoyshei mimuli. Alme, al heichet achsiv mul, lav olav mamishu, that mamish anik, elo biriyosai, you could see it. The lap all of mamish, o yu yoishvim, elo the Eden weren't on the bullock, elo biriyosai, shaya bullock, roya oisam. Bullock was able to see them. So, we move all way from the place you can see the oire, and that is the tzava. Mul harayasayir. V'neim avu yeshiv mimuli. V'omar ki ponu eilai oiref v'lei ponu. Mai v'oimer. V'chi teima oiref gufay la yedana heicha. Where is the oiref? Dinei da mul didei heicha. You first have to know where the oiref is, to be mevara where the mul harayasayir is. Rashma ki ponu eilai oiref v'loi ponim, chlal da'oirev lahade ponim. Da'oirev is in back of the ponim, opposite the ponim. Zot Rashi, v'loi ponim, oirev v'loi ponim, receive oirev v'loi ponim, kipono eilai oirev v'loi ponim, receive kipono eilai Oire v'loi tzavo b'haynu gorim sh'mamino oirev tekro lav keneged agorinu. The oirev of the pasuk is not keneged agorim hello keneged aponim umul harayes oirev avi keneged agorim. That's keneged agorim. My voima, anafkale ishape mi vuhu yoishiv mi muli. Mi muli means where he is right to see. The mahai kro basale mishtame, the mul oilef de krom, lav oiref mamishi, a kro le mashmulan o mokim oire, eicho. Satal ye, mishani hochikam, vichitem klonim, toi mahashti da amri. Now that you said, the mul dekro haino royem as oirev, that's a touch mul, a place where the oirev is visible. Abakati lo yedinen oirev mainiu. What is the oirev? Vineida mul di dei heiche. To know where the mul oirev is. So that is why he brought the posit
tell me that the oiref is connected the ponim, and the mele mula oiref is the mokim and the tzavo that one can see the oiref. Zut the Gemara weiter, b'nei rabchiye, amri b'nei rabchiye, mitzvahs melike marzer simonim lachayre ha'oyrev u'moylev. At mitzvahs melike is you take the simonim and you manipulate them, but that should be in back of the oyrev, and you first chaytach the simonim, you chaytach the simonim. That's how, that's mitzvahs melike. Umayle, ikedama, others ikedamri, af marzer, others say, what's the taj marzer? You can do this also. Vikedamri marzer davke. Others said, you have to be marzer this month. Istabri commander omar, af marzer. That you can also be marzer this month and it'll come out. You'll be chaytach the simonim before you shave the mafrakes. Mi mai, mi diktoni ha-sheichet min ha-oirev, shchita seik psulom, ha-moilek min ha-oirev, miliko seik sheirom, bisal kedaitach marzer davke. If you'll say that by every milike you have to be marzer the simonim, so you always come in contact with the simonim before you reach the mafrekes. So why does it say, ha-sheichet min ha-oirev shchitas ha-bsula, ma-yir ha-moylek, ha-fil ha-sheichet nami, el-alav sh-mamino, af-marzer. You could be marzer. Oh, mas-nisen, you could do it. Mas-nisen, but the lawyer had it. The Mishnah speaking that he was a marzer this morning. So in the case of the Mishnah, it says that ha-moylek is kosher, and the sheikh of this post. Zot Rashi, Marzer simonim, v'chaytach simonim levadon, lekamei, moysev lo mimechnis. Ach marzer, mitzvot selim v'kshedr mafrekes, kule t'chila ad shemegil simon. But, here's the simonim, amolka levad, amzui mitzvot, this is also good. V'kadami davke marzer, v'mahir zeh alechotach ha-shedr psula. V'savu kamad yomad amir abchiyah, ach marzer omru, I davke marzer amru, aber mas nisen di uftayu, diktoni ha-shoichei min, ha-shoichei min oire, bisal gedaitach marzer davke, mas nisen diktoni imlik ekshe, bishe herzne kamayri, tole hirze psula, shoichei damai psula, maish na oire mitzdodin, alo vavsh mamino, av marzer kami, mas nisen lehader, lehavi, Abmas, Abmas, Nisan, Loi, Tiyuftayu, Loi, Siyatayu.